Allow the crown to reach towards the sky. Close down the eyes if it's available to you to do so. Allow the breath to soften and lengthen. Take a moment to scan the body. Notice any sensations, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Notice what occurs within the body as you soften the breath. Allow the hands to find their way in front of your heart. Today's theme will be around loving kindness, which we will mostly work with amongst our mini shavasans or our rest poses in between postures. So today I invite you just be with whatever arises. Show yourself the same kindness, the same love, as you would show to your best friend or to a small child. Take a deep breath in through the nose and let it go through the mouth. Inhale to one ohm. Release the hands down to the thighs. Gently open your eyes if needed. And bring the soles of your feet together into butterfly or Baddha-Konasana. Allow the knees to drop open. The feet can be as close or as far away from your body as you would like. And just take a moment to shift from side to side. Notice any sensations within the hips. Eventually find your way into a place of stillness. And if it feels available to you or applicable to you today, feel free to lean yourself forward. You can drop your hands down to your feet or to the floor. Allow the head to be heavy. If you need extra support under the knees, I recommend bringing a block under each knee. By three tenets. The first is that we resolve to come to our appropriate edge. The edge of our range of motion, our emotional edge, the edge of range of motion is a place where your body naturally goes. It's not a place of forced effort. Any pinching, burning, or stabbing sensations are generally indications that you have gone beyond your edge. Your emotional edge can occur as emotions arise, which we will discuss as we move through our class. You are the only one in your body. The only one in your mind. Yin allows a connection of mind and body, where you can begin to discern which thoughts are valid and worth exploring versus which thoughts are just there. Our second tenet is that we resolve to find stillness. Stillness of the body, the mind, and the breath. Stillness of the body does not mean that you are forbidden from movement. Rather, it's an invitation to notice why the body wants to move. Does it need to go deeper in order to reattain the edge? Do you need to ease off as you have potentially begun to experience pinching, burning, or stabbing? Stillness of the breath is an invitation to find an even breath with equal length inhales and exhales, or perhaps with the exhale being slightly longer than the inhale. Breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Slowly release any hold on the feet. Walk the hands towards your body until you're in an upright position. Reach down to either side of your knee and help the knees come together. Shift to the middle of your mat and come down onto your back into your first mini shavasana. Feel free to make any movement your body deems necessary, either before getting to the ground or after. Bring the hands to the lower belly, about three finger widths below the navel. In my class, we come into mini shavasans in between each pose or side generally, in order to allow for the body to process and integrate each posture, in order to reconnect with the lower belly. Notice any sensations within the belly. Notice whether it feels warm or cool, heavy or light, whether it's void of sensation. And without attachment or reason, simply notice. When you feel ready, bring your knees into your chest and rock from side to side. And if ever you don't feel ready, then feel free to stay in your mini shavasana for as long as needed. And whether rocking forwards and backwards or rolling first to one side, make your way up to seated and then on to hands and knees. If you have sensitive knees, then you can double fold over your mat. Stack the knees directly beneath the hips. Bring your right arm down to the earth so that it's at a 90 degrees and rest your forehead on your right forearm. Keep your hips high in the air as you extend your left hand out in front of you and melt your heart down towards the earth. Coming into half melting heart. If you have shoulder issues, then you can keep your left arm bent so that the extension is significantly less. Aiming for a stretch within the armpit or perhaps the front of the chest. This allows for loosening of the back of the shoulders. Stillness of the mind. Is an invitation to bring mindfulness to your practice. An invitation to notice moment to moment where your mind is at. Without attaching a story to your thought, without trying to figure out why, and instead allow whatever thoughts arise to arise. label any thoughts of thinking. Return the awareness to your breath. This may need to happen once, or it may need to happen 1,000 times or more. Each time you bring awareness to your thoughts, you create more space away from thought. And our last tenet is that we resolve to stay here for a while. Hold the impostures for a number of minutes. That said, your internal timer is significantly more accurate than any stopwatch I can own. So if at any time your body feels as though it is done, then the invitation is to move as slowly as you can out of the posture and into whatever your next mini shavasana will look like, whether it's on the belly or the back. Breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Bring your left hand underneath your shoulder and slowly press yourself up. Allow the right hand to emerge. Feel free to move any way your body requests, whether it's through cat-cow, or maybe shifting from side to side. Maybe stillness is what your body requests. So trying to intuitively become aware of what your body is asking for. Eventually, find your way into a place of stillness, preferably from the belly. When you arrive into stillness, bring your awareness to your lower belly. Know that the more that you bring trust to the lower belly, the more that your heart will trust. The more that your intuition will be honed. When you feel ready, bend your knees and squish your feet gently from side to side. And whenever you feel ready, release the feet back down to the earth. If your lower back is feeling a little tender today, then bring your feet as wide as your mat. Otherwise, the feet can be closer together. Bring the elbows directly underneath the shoulders, hands extended in front. Coming into Sphinx pose. If the back bend is too intense, with the shoulders directly beneath with the shoulders directly above the elbows, then you can bring the elbows farther in front of you to reduce the bend in the back without compromising the shoulder joints. At the same time, if the pose is not strong enough for what you are needing, you can always press strongly into the hands and straighten the elbows to come into more of a seal pose. Sphinx reteaches our body that bending through the back is not only acceptable but necessary. It helps to create stability and strength through the lower back. If at any point this posture becomes too intense, then feel free to lessen the bend or even to release the elbows and come back down to the mat. And if you lose any sensation within this posture, you're always welcome to move up into seal, knowing that you can always come right back down into Sphinx. From a physical perspective, yin has a multitude of benefits. It helps to prevent contracture. Where connective tissues become stuck together in things like frozen shoulder. It helps to prevent fixation. Cracking of the joints is often a sign of fixation. Where there's a release, and it can often result in a feeling of relief. It can help to prevent degeneration. As we age, we naturally begin to lose bone mass. But with yin, we can actually keep the bone mass. And sometimes even increase it. And finally, yin helps to increase hydration within the tissues. And as you increase hydration, you increase health overall. Notice where you're your mind is at. If it's gone wandering, label it as wandering and return the awareness to the breath. Deep breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Inhale, let it go through the mouth. One more. Slowly widen the elbows and allow your body to relax onto the mat. Bring the awareness to the lower belly. And in this class, we work with aspirations or things that you aspire to. The beauty of aspirations is that you don't necessarily need to believe them in this moment for them to land. Repeat in your head, may I be at ease. When you feel ready, bend your knees and swish your feet from side to side. And whenever you feel ready, release your knees and press yourself up onto hands and knees to come into half-melting heart on the opposite side. So this time, your left arm comes down at a right angle so that you can rest your head upon it. Keep the hips high in the air and extend the right hand out to the front and melt your heart down towards the earth. There's a story where in Nepal, the dogs bark all night long. And every 20 minutes or so, they stop. And there is a moment of silence. And the city breathes a sigh of relief. thoughts are similar in this manner, in the sense that there will be a multitude of thoughts. And then for one moment, maybe it's a split second, maybe longer, there is space. And then the thoughts begin again. And as you bring mindfulness into your practice, you begin to become aware of that space. Initially, it can be incredibly frustrating as you become aware of how often thought transpires. But know that this is where non-judgment comes in. You are only what you think if you turn your thoughts into action. If you allow your thought to be a thought and let it be released back and it's just a thought. Where your mind is at, if it's wandered, label it as wandering. And return to your breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose and let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Bring your right arm back underneath your shoulder. Slowly press yourself up. Allow the left arm to emerge. Move any way your body requests you to move. And eventually make your way into your next mini shavasana. Your choice, belly or back. Bring your awareness to your lower belly. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from suffering. When you feel ready, move any way your body requests you to move. And eventually make your way up to a seated position. Extend your right leg out. And bring your left foot to your right leg. Your foot can be closer to your knee or it can be closer to the seat, whatever feels best for you. You can allow the foot to be loose and relaxed. And while the leg may be straight out in front of you, it can also be at a little bit of a radius. So if you need a little bit more room, then feel free to extend the foot a little bit out to the side instead. From here, bring the hands down to either side of the extended leg. Begin to walk yourself forwards until you are getting a stretch through the hamstrings. And then you can allow the back to curl. And you can play with moving in this 180 degree radius or diameter. I don't really know my circle math very well. But you may want to be directly over your extended leg. You may want to be a little bit to the left of that, or perhaps you want to be over the bent knee. So wherever you feel as though you're getting a strong enough stretch. If your left knee is hovering in the air, then you can bring a block underneath it to support that. As we move through yin postures, it's common for emotion to arise, whether it's sadness or happiness, joy or fear, anger or elation. Each emotion, memory, and experience is stored within our body, within our tissues. In one of my very first yin classes I ever took, the teacher said the issues are in our tissues. And that always stuck with me. That regardless of whether you believe that emotions and experiences are stored within different parts of the body or simply within the brain is still made up of tissue. And so depending on how you move your body, occasionally these experiences can arise. If that does begin to occur, then simply notice what arises without judgment, without attachment. closing down the eyes is available to you. And I invite you to do so. If closing down the eyes instead initiates fear or anxiety, then perhaps instead find a space on the floor, or if we're in reclining postures, on the back, where you can soften the gaze. Notice where the mind is at. And if it's wandered, label it as wandering. And return to the breath. Breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. Slowly walk the hands all the way back up to the body until you're in an upright position. Lean back slightly and allow the left knee to come up. Maybe extend it out and swish your feet from side to side. Maybe you need to keep your knees bent to swish them. Move intuitively and with awareness. Eventually find your way down into your next mini shavasana. Allow the hands or the awareness to come to the lower belly. May I know that I am enough. May I know that I am enough. you feel ready, bring your knees into your chest and rock from side to side. And when you feel ready, however works best for you, make your way all the way up to seated. To come into half butterfly on the opposite side. So this time the left leg extends out, the right leg comes in. And just take a moment to settle into the posture before allowing yourself to fold forward. As we move more and more towards silence, I invite you to try a variety of different techniques, which we'll explore in order to maintain mindfulness. To stay with the breath, perhaps consider counting. Count the length of the inhale and the length of the exhale. Without judgment or attachment, using as much love and compassion as you can muster towards yourself. If and when you notice that you have lost count, begin back at one. Notice where the mind is at. If it's wandered, label it as wandering. Return to breath. breath in through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. Slowly walk the hands back towards the body. Maybe lean back slightly to untuck the right leg. Move and shift any way your body requests before making your way into your next mini shavasana. May I have kindness and compassion for myself. May I have kindness and compassion for myself. When you feel ready, bend your knees and move from side to side. We'll come into reclining twists, first going to the left. So if you need to bring blocks underneath your knees, if you know that your knees will not reach the floor or that it creates too much pressure in the knees and the back, then you can stack your blocks and drop your knees over to the left. Maybe shift your hips to the left or the right rather. Maybe wrap your top leg around your bottom leg if you need to intensify the stretch. Allow the back to remain on the earth. Go to wherever you feel like they will most assist you, whether out to the side or perhaps into cactus arms. If you need more intensity through the side body, then consider bringing your arms overhead. Counting was effective for you, then I invite you to continue with that method. Alternately, you can use visualization. As you see yourself up on a cliff, maybe sitting in a lawn chair. And beneath the cliff is a river. And in the river are all of your thoughts. And instead of whitewater rafting down the thoughts, you simply sit and watch the river go by. Instead of trying to ensure that you don't tip into your thoughts, you see that they're there. you acknowledge them and allow them to pass. Notice where the mind is at. And if needed, redirect the mind back to your technique or simply back to the breath. Where your mind is at, without judgment or attachment. Simply notice. breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in, let it go. One more. As slowly as you can, rise your knees all the way up to center. Make any movement that your body needs to make. Eventually settle down into your last mini shavasana. Bring your hands or your awareness to your lower belly. May I love and accept myself just as I am. May I love and accept myself just as I am. When you feel ready, bring your knees into your chest. Rock yourself from side to side. And whenever you feel ready, come into the opposite side of your reclined twist. So over to the right this time. Know that it may feel differently. Perhaps you need a different leg position or even a different arm position. I encourage you to continually bring your awareness to your breath. Each time you notice that your mind has wandered, accept it with love and compassion. Know that the mind is not one of malice, but of free thought and protection. Welcome each aspect. And continually return to the breath.
focus where the mind is at. If it's wandered, label it as wandering. And return to the back breath. Deep breath in through the nose. Let it go through the mouth. Deep breath in. Let it go. One more. As slowly as you can manage, bring the knees all the way up to center. Moving slowly and mindfully, take any last bits of movement your body requests. And then find your way into your final shavasana. Feel free to have your legs extended or perhaps to keep them bent. If having the hands on the belly brought you comfort, then I encourage you to continue with that. Rest as deeply and fully as your body allows. Know that I will call you back when it's time. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Bring any larger movements into your body as needed. Use helping hands to arrive back into a seated position. Allow the eyes to be soft or closed. Of your heart. Take a moment to express gratitude to your body for all its physical ability. Express gratitude to your mind for all of its thoughts and intellect. And express gratitude to your heart for its love and compassion. We'll close our class together with one Om Tri Shanti. First, take a cleansing breath in through the nose, let it go through the mouth, and inhale to Om. Namaste.